here's a story from The World.
Yangyang Chung says she's troubled by the language politicians and governments are using to promote resettlement policies for Hong Kong residents. Chung is a particle physicist at Cornell University. She was born in mainland China and took advantage of a visa program herself just over a decade ago to come to the U.S. to study. Chung says that move involved trading one set of freedoms for another. Yangyang Chung, why do you find visa offers for Hong Kong residents from places like Australia and the U.K. so problematic?
I believe very strongly in migration as a human right. However, the host countries, whether it's the UK or Australia, and to some extent, some members of the US government as well, they're only seeing the most privileged, the most well-educated Hong Kong residents, the ones who have the most resources, and they are seeing this policy as a way to enrich their own countries. And I found that to be a dehumanizing perspective. The poor, the disenfranchised, the people who do not have the resources, and most importantly, the people who have no willingness to leave their homeland, they're seen as some kind of political chess piece, as some kind of resource that can be extracted.
So your fear is that these visa programs end up leaving behind everyone but a privileged few?
In general, people who have faced the menace of a border, including myself, we have to turn a part of ourselves into currency, whether it is our savings, our degrees, our skills, our labor, and at the very least, it's also our stories, our despair and our pain that are being used to purchase this ticket of crossing. And that is a traumatizing experience. And I do hope that people who have been living in a place of their birth, who can just exist with nothing to prove, recognize that. And I think what the coronavirus pandemic has shown us is that nations and humans are all porous entities. So it's not possible to build any individual or any country into this kind of bubble and exist alone as an island.
It's interesting. One recent survey of Hong Kong citizens found that if Hong Kongers had to relocate, most would want to go to Taiwan. I mean, Britain and the U.S. ranked even below mainland China as a favored destination. Does that surprise you?
That didn't surprise me. People who choose to leave their homelands favor geographical, cultural, and linguistic proximity to their place of birth. The fact that mainland China ranked higher than Britain and the U.S. as a place of relocation is that there are also indeed people who are more conservative and pro-establishment in Hong Kong.
You relied on a U.S. student visa to open the door to what you hoped would be a life of greater freedom in the U.S. At the time, your mother warned you, saying, "Freedom cannot be eaten like rice." What did she mean?
For my mother's generation, who have never experienced political freedom, but have experienced China when it was very poor, what the Chinese government has found the Chinese people into this binary choice. On one hand, there is material prosperity and social stability. On the other hand, there is civil liberties and political freedom. However, this is not a mutually exclusive choice. And that is where I pushed back at my mother when she suggested that. But I also recognize that she is saying that from a personal experience, as a loving gesture, as a gesture of warning that any kind of dissent or rebellion comes at a cost, that freedom is not free.
I want to get back to this issue of visas being offered to residents of Hong Kong. What do you think Western governments should do when they see Beijing tightening its grip on Hong Kong?
One thing is, whether it's governments or individuals who are used to live in a liberal democratic system, they have often underestimated their power, but overestimated their adherence to principles. I think there are actually a lot of very insidious ways liberal democracies cave to authoritarianism. By favoring market access, by favoring an economic benefit, by favoring some kind of geopolitical calculation. And I think these are the things that governments and individuals need to reflect on, know where to hold the line, where to stand up for the collective values and principles.
Yangyang Chung is a particle physicist at Cornell University. She grew up in China, but now lives in the United States. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.